USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. On October 2nd, 2023, which is tomorrow, the Supreme Court starts a new term as it considers another round of significant cases that could have a long-term impact on the legal landscape. The latest arguments involve questions related to the First Amendment's free speech clause, Second Amendment restrictions, and election redistricting. Also at stake is the fate of the Chevron Doctrine, a Supreme Court precedent that promotes court deference to actions by the executive branch. A fugitive in New Jersey was recaptured Friday, nearly a week after escaping custody. Edward Bourbon, age 54, was taken into custody without incident after investigators with a fugitive unit located him in Camden. Bourbon had been serving in a residential community release program, but failed to report back to his halfway house after finishing a work shift in Mount Laurel. A massive wet weather system is moving on from parts of the Northeast, but plenty of damage was done, and there's a heroic rescue to report in New Jersey as well. Laura Winters on the story.
Folks who live in the Northeast looking to dry out after record rain hits towns in New Jersey and New York City. Flash flooding, a huge problem in Brooklyn, and water cascading into the New York City subway system, causing flooding and signal issues in the train system. Record-breaking rain over at JFK Airport, where almost 8 inches of rain hit, New York City Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency. In Fairfield, New Jersey, about 25 miles from the city, a man rescued by a police officer as his car fills with water, the officer putting the driver on his back and carrying him to safety in waist-deep water.
The Department of Education is studying new ways to cancel student loans as payments begin this weekend. Federal student loans have not accrued interest since March of 2020, but will begin to do so again today. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is moving forward on a series of new initiatives that were announced since the Supreme Court struck down its $400 billion student debt transfer in June. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
The threat of a federal government shutdown suddenly lifted late Saturday as President Joe Biden signed a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open with little time to spare after Congress rushed to approve the bipartisan deal. The package drops aid to Ukraine, a White House priority opposed by a growing number of GOP lawmakers, but increases federal disaster assistance by $16 billion, meeting Biden's full request. The bill funds government for 45 days through November 17th. Police in Las Vegas announced this week an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has been arrested for the 1996 murder of the rapper, who was shot at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview on Friday and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. And the Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.04 billion after no players hit it big Saturday night, which continues a stretch of lottery futility lasting for more than 2 months now. The $1.04 billion jackpot is for a sole winner who opts for payment through an annuity doled out over 30 years. Winners almost always take the cash option, though, which for Monday's drawing could be an estimated $478.2 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.